Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, just us. And today I want to talk about the tax cut bill as it now has played out, and we've filed our returns, and at least we know a little. Most of us know a little bit about what the deal is now that we've actually lived through the first year of the tax cuts. You know, as you know, 2 years ago, literally 2 years ago, just about right now, on April 30th, 2017, I began warning about the impending tax law 9 months before it passed. Specifically, how it might not be fair to small businesses. The Washington rhetoric pointed to one thing on their mind. Specifically, significantly reducing the top tax rate for big business. So when they revealed their number, 20%, I piped up that small businesses should get the same number. Why were we possibly not going to get the same number? I didn't know exactly then what they were going to do, but they were only talking about big businesses. It's important to note here that there are essentially two kinds of business tax reporting. C-Corps, which are mostly large corporations. There are some small businesses who are C-Corps, but they're a vast minority. So mostly large companies which file and pay taxes as an individual at their own rate. So a C-Corp has its own tax base. They create, if they have a profit, they file a tax return, and they pay taxes as an entity. That's one. Number two, most small businesses are legally structured as a sub-S, an S-Corp, or an LLC. And those file returns, but not they don't pay taxes. The whatever profit turns into income and is passed through to the shareholders of those companies, the owners of those companies. Most small businesses, millions of them, tens of millions, are pass-throughs. We're called pass-throughs. I'm a sub-S. You probably are too, or an LLC. We're pass-throughs. That's another name for us. 3 months before the new law passed then, 6 months after that first article, 3 months before the new law passed on October 1st, 2017 article, my concerns proved justified as I revealed a small paragraph in the proposed law that began with the tax writers revealing that while they were holding on to the top C corp rate of 20%, they still wanted to give corporate America 20%. Small businesses, us pass-throughs, we pass-throughs, should expect the top rate for us to be no less than 25%. And my head exploded when I saw that. Big companies getting 20%, you and I getting 25%. That's one-fourth higher than corporate America, and I went nuts and wrote about it. And then, adding insult to injury, there was this second part of a paragraph that revealed this smoking gun. The committees will adopt, this is quotes, the committee will adopt measures to prevent the recharacterization of personal income into business income to prevent wealthy individuals from avoiding the top personal tax rate. At this point, folks, and as I pointed out then, anytime the government combines the two terms, small businesses and tax and wealthy individuals, in the same instructions, buckle up and pull the straps tight. It was becoming clear that not only were small business owners not going to get the same tax advantages as corporate America, but by firing that shot across our bow, we're not going to let you recharacterize, you wealthy individuals out there. By firing that shot across our bow, the tax writing cohort admitted that they had an attitude about how pass-throughs allocated taxable income. At the time, we didn't know how that attitude would manifest, but it was strong enough that they were willing to reveal it in writing. By the way, there was no such restrictive rhetoric for corporate America. That didn't happen. So 3 months later, when the Tax Cut Jobs Act became law, as promised, it included certain instructions for those wealthy individuals. It was right there, just like I predicted, like I told you, like I warned you. Instead of having a significantly lower tax rate like corporate America, which became 21% in the final bill for corporate America, certain qualified pass-throughs would receive a 20% deduction. Instead of lowering our rate to that lower number, we got a 20% deduction applied to the income created by business activity. That's right. Qualified. They said qualified, and it means does not apply to all small businesses. Apparently, some of us are children of a lesser God. Remember the attitude that gave rise to that smoking gun I mentioned? Well, here is exactly how it manifested in the law, identifying those certain business owners who do not qualify for the 20%. End quote. This is quotes. A trade or business involving the performance of services in the field of health, law, accounting, actuarial, performing arts, consulting, athletics, financial services, or any trade or business where the principal asset is the reputation or skill of one or more of the employees or owners. Think about that, folks. Single business owners who fit any of these exceptions and make over $315,000 in a year, single, or $415,000 married, do not get any part of that deduction. They literally, if you're in fit that category and you're very successful, which could fit a lot of small businesses, you do not get any of the deduction. So thousands of small business owners who worked their backsides off for years to build successful reputation businesses, accounting, a law firm, or personal brands as an entertainer or a thought leader, and finally are able to cash in on some of that deferred gratification that they paid for all those years in the form of financial success, they're now being targeted by the government as wealthy individuals. And my head exploded again. And as promised, the new law has a separate, more expensive, and discriminatory provision for this group. Think about that, folks. But it gets worse. Small business tax planning for 2018 was hampered because the law wasn't fully promulgated to the end of the year. You and I had a problem with this because we didn't even know how to plan for it. And even if you qualify for the deduction, and even if your effective rate went down, compared to 2017, you still may have to amend your return because of how the IRS will promulgate the law, how they'll interpret it. In the meantime, you'll pay your tax preparer more, and I asked CPAs about this, and the number I got was at minimum of 10% more because our laws are more complicated. The law is more complicated for us. It must be said that the tax cut law actually did reduce taxes for most small businesses, but the cuts weren't as much as it should have been, and the compliance degree of difficulty it created that big businesses don't have make the new law a kind of Hobson's choice. Take the tax cuts and be grateful, they said. Incredibly, there's one more shameless provision the new law handed America's small businesses. Enjoy the cuts while you can, my friends, because they go away in 2025. Not for big businesses, they stay. But our tax cuts go away in 2025. Even Hobson didn't take away the horse that he gave you. Folks, this can be changed. The good news is this law can be changed. But we have to get busy and express our indignation about it to our Congress. Small business owners are not children of a lesser God. We create half the economy, and we deserve the same tax advantages as big companies. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.